This is episode 83, recorded November 23rd, 2012. Peckard Pokes at Ding Dong, the Twinkie's Dead.
Do you want to stream Peckard Pokes at on your iPhone or BlackBerry? Download Stitcher free today at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You're on in 3, 2, 1.
This is Peckard Pokes at, and I'm poking at your news. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another fine edition of Peckard Pokes at. I am your immutable, unmutable, and crazy host tonight. Peckard Pokes at, or Peckard Sonic. I called myself Peckard Pokes at last week, too. I have no idea why. But I am your host, Peckard Sonic. And joining us out there tonight, out in the far East Coast and from the New York area, is Wayne Random Access.
I am thankful to be here after a 2 days of eating. Thank you very much.
There you go. Lots of turkey out there, huh?
Lots of turkey.
Yeah. Turkey galore.
We call them Republicans.
Them too. And joining us also from the south of New York and just north of Florida would be Crystal Sesso.
Hey, everybody. Who brought the Twinkies?
Twinkies are everyone! Oh, man. I know that's a pretty weird story with all the Twinkie stuff going on there tonight, or this week, isn't it?
Ugh.
Yeah. You know why they beg bankrupt? Because I'm not eating them.
No, me either.
Those things are just nasty. The ho-hos, or the, not the ho-hos, but the little brown, round ones.
The cupcakes,
yeah, those ones are good. I like those. Those are nice. All right, well, let's get into our first topic for this evening.
Building a better future, science and technology.
Science. There's a new medical procedure. That's allowing paralyzed dogs to walk. What they basically do is they go into the dog's nose, of all things, and they take part of the nose lining in there from the olfactory sense, and they inject it into another part of their body here, into the spinal cord, I believe it says here. And what it's been able to do is help these dogs to be able to learn how to walk again. And they've seen some miraculous recovery on this. They feel that it could be useful in other areas, like people who have problems with sexual function. That's a possibility of fixing that up too. Crystal, your thoughts?
This is a fascinating article. Yeah, what they do is go into the nasal lining and they take specialized cells from the olfactory cells out of there, which contain this material that's needed to grow and expand and enable these dogs to walk again.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch the video, it's actually showing a dachshund that's had a really bad spinal cord injury that was paralytic from about the waist down.
Mm-hmm.
And over some physical therapy and with the use of the gene therapy was able to walk again unassisted. He still does have a limp, and it's a noticeable one, but he still scoots around the place. And I think just the applications for human use are just so exciting in this. Again, it is a beginning study, and it's the first one of its kind that's actually shown results.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it's wonderful. Yeah, I'm so excited to think what we can hopefully get accomplished.
Oh, yes.
with some humans with this.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely exciting.
Yes, I quite agree. I mean, they said I found the part here. They said that the new nerve connection did not occur over long distances required to connect the brain to the spinal cord, but the MRC scientists say that in humans, this would be vital for spinal injury patients who have lost sexual function, which I mentioned there, and then bowel and bladder control. So, you know, you got to be able to... Bladder control is kind of important, you know?
Well, it is. And again, that's one part of the study. I mean, the varying degrees of spinal cord injury, of course, the higher the level mm-hmm. of that injury, you know, of course, the worse, and the worse the prognosis is. And that's something that has to be, definitely is going to be a pretty probably far piece down the road before we can actually start solving some of those kind of problems that would be more applicable in humans.
Mm-hmm.
But just to be able to see that movement and that little dog moving his legs on his own, that was wonderful. Very
oh yeah, absolutely. That
awesome.
Was, you know, the thing is, though, there's a lot of those groups out there, they say don't experiment on animals. I think they're a little insane myself. As long as something is done humanely, this can benefit humans and animals, our animal counterparts out there.
Okay, I want to know who else cried when they were seeing that little dog walk. That just
I smiled.
That was so
sweet. I might have welled up a little.
Yeah.
Just a little. Just like, okay.
I used to have a dog.
Wayne, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is great stuff. And this is a really new discovery as far as these in-sheathing cells. It's only within the last 30 years that we've sort of discovered those.
Mm-hmm.
And, in mammals, the olfactory neurons there in the nose only last about 2 months, and they have to be replaced. And that's what these in-sheathing cells, that's what the thought is, at least here. I mean, we know a lot more about it now as mm-hmm. we do the work. But, yeah, it stimulates the regeneration of those neurons. So that was why they thought that this would be a good thing to try and do, because they are these specialized cells that stimulate neuron growth. So it's like, let's see if we can get them to do their trick other places where we need some neurons to grow. So yeah. It's really fascinating, and like Crystal said too, it's brand, it's new, it's cutting mm-hmm. edge, and we have a long way to go.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We can learn a lot from it, and we might be able to, I don't know if we can ever come up with artificial, but we might be able to tweak us a little bit. We can take these cells and tweak them a little bit and get them to do more, so that, like you were saying, Packard, for extending the function to more complex functions
mm-hmm.
than just sort of. Because hand movements are very, very complex. And so things like that would require a different, a little more robust neuron growth. So, but we can get there. I mean, it's going to take time and effort and research, but we can't be afraid of it.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it's quite interesting that all these things that the possibility. Now it makes me wonder if they've figured out this with dogs, how they could regain the spinal cord so that these things can walk. I mean, the bladder and sexual function, those are great things that need to be taken care of. But if they could figure out something incomparable in humans, so if they could take something from our own body like that to be able to help people with spinal injury so they can walk again, now that would be something to see right there. Our next story here. OkCupid did an experiment where they found out that men... oh, us crazy guys. The experiment proved that guys don't mind dating psychopaths. They put up some fake profiles, and they put up some really weird stuff for what the lady's profile is. I mean, really psycho witch bitch type stuff. And people were still hitting on them, even though the picture was pretty or whatever, you know. It just goes to prove that guys will fuck anything. They don't care. It's really a sad... It really says a lot about the male condition and how we're unconsciously only looking for visualization for people and not so much the substance, what's behind it. Crystal, your thoughts?
This is nothing we have not known forever. I think this was the funniest story. It was so cute. The ad was deliberately just riddled with grammatical errors and terrible spelling mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And, they said, okay, of course the profile sat there for days unattended. Well, no, it was within hours she had, 400 hits and
mm-hmm.
39 messages, something like that.
Yeah.
And then when she was actually questioned about stuff, she would give this asinine answers to stuff and racist things. And these guys still were interested. So this proves my point.
Yeah, it's... I don't know what to say about this myself. I think it's behind the whole computer screen thing. If you're on one side of the screen versus being in person, I think that has something to do with it, because once you're on the internet, it's Wild Wild West time. You don't really care, because you're like, oh, okay, she's pretty looking. I'll just kind of dismiss the racial epithets or whatever. And, maybe if I get some, and then I can just as the saying goes, hump and dump, but and that that both sides do that too, so don't no evil emails please, but it's just This is a really sad state of affairs for guys. Wayne, your thoughts?
Yeah, it gets really weird, too, some of the chat she's having. And it's like, she's having this one conversation with one guy, and he's like saying, oh, your profile's adorable. First of all, you see your profile, it's awful. These awful typos, it's hard to read, it just makes no sense, and it definitely paints her. And these are actually two guys who are doing all the responding. So they took a friend of theirs and used her picture. So it is a picture of a real person they know, and they have her permission to do this, of course.
Yeah.
But then there's nothing in it that's her. I mean, they're not using her name or anything about her. Everything's completely made up. It's like one guy's talking to her, and she gets crazier. He's like saying things like, oh, you're adorable. He goes, oh, you sound like a really awesome person. Mm-hmm. Where exactly do you live? Would you like to meet? Meanwhile, she's getting crazier. And that's just one example out of these like 39 people that contacted her immediately within as Crystal said, within a couple hours.
Yeah.
And it's really, I don't know, it's a bit disturbing, but it kind of tells you what's out there. So, ladies, if you're doing internet dating, these are the kind of guys that are out there. This is what they're looking for. Nothing. they're looking for what's available. That's it.
There is more guys on the internet than there is women right now. I mean, changing. So guys are it's the natural selection thing there. You're going with whatever you can find right now.
I think you're probably right. When you put up a crazy profile like this, if she hadn't put a crazy profile, she might have gotten messages from 500 people.
Mm.
But because it was a crazy profile, she only got messages from 40 people.
Yeah.
So maybe that is the message, and maybe we shouldn't be shocked that it was as big a number as 40. Maybe we should just be happy it was as low a number as 40.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, it's one of the things that you put on there, and the spelling that they said was accurate. It says, I love dancing, crumping, and interpretive are my passions, in parentheses, but I feel it was ruined by blacks, and they spell black, B-L-A-K-S. And Asians, and they spelled Asians completely wrong. It's they had spelled it A-S-I-E-N-S. I almost thought it said aliens at first. I was like, what the hell is that? But it says Asians. Not racist at all. No, not. You say something ruined by blacks and Asians, but not racist at all, no. But just don't know what dancing has become. You know, that just goes to show that some guys, I don't think they really care what's going on behind the old brain box as long as the outside it looks okay.
Yeah.
It's just...
And that has nothing to do with her horrible diarrhea she told everybody she had.
Exactly.
I so would do this. Oh, I would so mess with some of these guys. This would be too funny.
I think it would just be sad after a while, though. It'd be funny at first, but it would just hit to the point where it'd be just tragic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it. All right, well, let's get into our next topic. Freeze frame! We have. I gotta remember how long that intro is now. We have a new segment called Focus on Photography with our friend Michael Burgess, who's been so very graciously to join us from over the pond. And he is going to give us a review, and we're going to have a little photography assignment. And Michael, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good, thank you. Just tired.
Just tired. I know it's like, what, 2 o'clock in the morning over where you're at?
It's about, 3:30 now.
3:30? Oh, okay. I only thought it was a 5-hour difference over there. Is it you got maybe a 6-hour difference?
Roundabout.
Okay, all right. All right, well, let's talk about your quick lens here. You're using the Simple Portable Reflector. I've never used a reflector before. The only reflector I've ever used is the one in my bathroom. Can you tell us about this portable reflector?
Well, basically, a portable reflector is something you can carry around with you which helps you to reflect the light onto a subject. For example, let's use a Packard. And basically, if we're going to take a picture of Packard, we'd put the reflector at the best angle so that the light from the sky will reflect over the shadows of his face, and basically enhance that so that when the picture is taken, you've got the same light on both sides of the subject's person.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get them in different colors, which also reflect the light in different ways. If you've got the black, that would reflect the light the most.
Mm-hmm.
The white would reflect it the least. Then you've got the blue, which will be in the middle. You've got red, black, red, orange, yellow, and purple, and they all do similar things to the blue. Just they go, depending on how dark or light you get them, depends on how much light and reflection you actually get out of the reflectors.
Now I got a question. Don't mean to interrupt you. I got a question for you on these reflectors. Now, do you put the reflector in front of the person and drew the light from behind, and then this way it reflects back at the subject?
Well, what you have to work out is where is the shadow on the person?
Okay.
So basically, say you're taking it straight on, taking a picture of you straight on, you and the light. The darkest side of your face is on the left.
Okay.
So what you would do is you'd find the best position for the reflector to be in to reflect the sun, but then you've also got to try and find which position it would also go in to reflect that sun directly to that part of the face, so that is lit up, so that when you take the photo, you're all bright and not dark, basically. So, for example, let's say the sun's in the east and your darkest part is on the left, you'd have to put it on the right almost to the middle of your face, so that way the light is reflecting onto it, but then reflecting off in sort of a V shape.
Interesting. Now you said outside. Is this something that's only used exclusively outside, or can this be used on that's inside as well?
Oh no, if you're going to use it inside, which it can be, it would only be used for a studio because you'd need studio lights for it to be bright, for the light to be bright enough to reflect onto it and bounce off again.
Interesting. All right, now I see I'm looking at the picture here. It looks like some of these it looks like it's gold. Now you said that the white reflectors reflect the least amount of light, but the black ones reflect more.
Yeah. And you mentioned,
I mean, how does that work exactly? I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not a photography expert here, so I always thought, you know, maybe I'm just thinking of heat, you know, because I live in Wisconsin, you know, it's always cold here, so we always put black stuff on so we can, you know, keep from freezing to death. We don't want to wear anything light color because it bounces out heat, but in this case, because it's photography for lights, it's actually the reverse. You actually want to use the black to bounce more light off of it.
Yes, because the difference is between when it's the type of material, really. So when you look at clothing, you look at clothing and they use a certain type of material because that material will attract the heat. But what they found is within that particular material is it's black will attract the sunlight more. But because of the material they're using, and I'm not 100% sure what the material is, but what they're using in a reflector, it basically does completely the opposite. And I have no idea why it does, but it just does.
That's interesting. It says here the gold says it creates the warm feeling of the image, best when shooting people or animals. Okay, that would be like give a older time feeling, I guess. You know, make it okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of warm fuzzy pictures, we have a photo assignment. You want to give us our first photo assignment for the month of November?
This is for anybody that's got a compact or a digital SLR, and basically what I would like you to do is to take a picture of a friend, family, or yourself, and basically take a picture of your eye, and then using Instagram or your computer, using any editing software you may have, or using, and I'm going to give you a website which will help, you can use Picnic. Now Picnic is a part free, part paid for service that allows you to edit your photos. Most of the features on there are free, but there are a couple of them where you have to pay to use them. But basically, just take a picture of your eye or a friend or family's eye and try and make it as vibrant as you can.
Well, that's kind of cool. And you could also, we've also set up a group on Facebook. If you go to if you look for the group Packard Pokesat and it'll say Focus on Photography, you can also post your picture there. What we'll do is we'll pick out have Michael and I will pick out a couple, and we'll talk about it next week, and we'll throw it up here on the screen so you can see it, and then we'll also have it on the webpage at packerpokesat.wordpress.com. Whoever is the most vibrant, I don't expect to win because I'm an amateur when it comes to photography. I just go, okay, that looks good, and be done with it. I have no setup or style yet. So I'm hoping that with Michael's help, we'll actually learn together all these neat tricks of photography that were over the years, that the years of experience he's got, probably way more than I've got. All right. Well, thank you so very much, Michael. And we will talk with you next month. And so you have a month until we get the challenges done. And so be sure to get those in. Go to Packer Pokesat on Facebook and look for the Focus on Photography. Post your picture in there. Anybody can post. And then, or at the picnic site, and so you can edit it and whatever you got to do. And just make sure you post it there so we can at least see it. Or at least send to somebody a URL or an email to our address at packerpokesat@gmail.com, and we can at least look at it at that time. Okay, let's get into our next topic.
Give me the news.
This happened in my state, and instead of Wisconsin. A guy dressed as a clown. And now I'm not talking a Republican. He's dressed as a clown. He's standing on the street corner there, and he is literally squirting people's cars with water as they're driving by. And people don't really like the fact of people, you know, shooting anything. It could have been anything. It could have been chemical of some sort, or it could have been Kool-Aid or soda pop, just regular water. Of course, it could have also been urine. You know, we don't really know. Some people were thinking that this, you know, was kind of comical, but a cop came up to him, you know, tried to tell him to stop, and they started getting into a brawl. And so there's video on, there'll be a link at packerpokesat.wordpress.com. You got to check this out. The guy is wrestling around with a clown. I mean, hey, free entertainment. I have never seen anything like this. I mean, I've seen a lot of strange things in my life. Wow, I couldn't believe this. It's like, you would think this is a skit. You know, this was a setup, but it wasn't. I watched this video. It's funny, but it's also incredibly sad. You know, if this was just a guy that was without a suit, you know, would probably not have made it the news, but a kind of clown suit. Absolutely. Crystal, your thoughts?
You know that was you in that clown suit.
Oh, well.
I blew that picture up. I could see you quite clearly.
Was that me?
That was you. That was you. This, what do you say about this? It is funny. It really is kind of funny. I'm glad nobody got hurt. I'm glad the officer didn't get hurt. I'm glad the clown didn't get hurt. And he could have been, but he could have been shooting anything, and that's yep. The scary part in the world we live in today is we're lucky, I guess, that that's all he was shooting was a water gun.
Yeah.
But there's very little said about that article, and
I think the video says it all, really.
yeah. The clown is facing charges. The officer was not hurt.
Yes. I'm glad that I'm glad there was no one hurt in this. I mean, but you're right. And like I also said, there could have been anything in that water pistol. And I'm just kind of glad that there wasn't. I mean, they said it was just a water pistol. And they didn't say if there was anything else other than water in it. But it was just, it's an unusual story. And I on this show, I love unusual stories. Wayne, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a great video. And as Crystal said, it's good that nobody was hurt. We're glad the officer was not hurt. But the clown himself is very lucky he was not hurt. I mean, clearly, doing this, squirting the cars in a clown suit, and then attacking the police officer, it doesn't point to the most stable person. And the police officer could have easily pulled out a taser, and gone to town on this guy. And from the video, from what we've seen in the video, it doesn't look like that happened. I mean, they were wrestling around on the ground, and the guy came out all right. And it's just a you gotta love these clown-related stories.
Yeah.
Some of them are not as happy. There was a tragic one yesterday where...
Really?
A clown at the Macy's Day Parade died.
Oh.
You know, right out there with the crowds and everything. He had a heart attack and died on the street.
Oh.
Oh.
So this was a happy clown story and then a really bad clown story.
Well, it was a weird clown story, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, say happy, nobody got hurt. And there's some comedy value in watching the video, you know, and also knowing that nobody gets hurt in it. It makes it easy to watch and laugh.
Yeah.
And it's just a few seconds. I mean, 20 seconds, 30 seconds of video. So it's not going to take all day to watch it.
No. It says
here. Recommend everybody check it out.
Yeah, the whole video is about 56 seconds long. So, and then the video recording from the cell phone was not that long. I mean, but, you know, I don't know how often you've ever gotten into a brawl, you know, as a kid or whatever. But when you're in the brawl, it feels like everything's time has slowed down. And this whole thing can take forever. But
For the participants, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And but the people who are watching, it's like, okay, this is too funny.
These days, everybody has a camera, a video camera, mm-hmm. right? You go at every moment. So everything that happens in the world, we do get video. So.
Yes, absolutely. That's for sure. That is very true. That is very true. All right. Well, let's get into our next story here. Kind of talked about it at the beginning of the show. With the Hostess Company has gone belly up, and filed for bankruptcy because they couldn't come to agreement with their unions. So they said instead of, you know, cutting their salaries, which they should have done, they decide, you know, screw everybody else. We're just going to close the doors and no more Twinkies. I'm not really fond of Twinkies to begin with. I like the cupcakes with those little swirly things on top. Those things are, I like those. And the ho-hos and whatnot. Poorly named, but, you know, what do you call a rolled-up device? There's a lot of other companies out there that make ones very similar to this, Dolly Madison's for one. So just because there's no Twinkies out there, don't worry about it. You know, they're going to find some way to bring them back. But the thing is, though, because the company filed for bankruptcy, they basically stopped shipment, people decide, hey, let's be opportunistic and let's decide to sell these things online. You know, a few bucks, like 300. 300 for a box, for 3 boxes of Twinkies. That's $100 a box. That's a, you know, I don't know anybody that likes Twinkies that much. And before the show, Wayne was telling me someone had a truckload of Twinkies. I don't know where you get a truckload of Twinkies, but wow. Because they basically sell for $5 a box. I mean, for a $100 box, you get your. I don't think you're going to be giving these away to your kids. Crystal, your thoughts?
Well, entrepreneurship at its best, I guess. You can't blame these guys for trying. And if somebody is stupid enough to pay it, then let them do it.
Right. Yeah. It's a different world out there nowadays. It says here late Friday and Saturday they went to eBay and Craigslist. I don't know. There's just. Can you imagine?
Once you buy your drugs off Craigslist, then you're going to need some Twinkies. So, and then probably your ho-hos while you're there. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm getting myself a little bit of pot and, oh, there's Twinkies for sale. I can't get them on at the grocery store no more. Please.
Well, you know, I did say the one thing about the one guy that he had, like, spent, like, $100 for about 20 boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And he planned on asking for, like, $1,000 for it.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to, like, donate it to charity or for his own personal trainer. Something, anyway. If he did something like that, I think that would be, I think that would actually be a gorgeous idea. We'll give him credit for that one, but,
Well, if he's going to be using it for his own personal trainer, it's probably from eating all those damn Twinkies.
He didn't say he didn't eat half the truckload.
Yeah, exactly. He says, there's one here that says, if the buyers don't bite, Edmund said he's be sure to do with his supplies. He doesn't like Twinkies. I do like to have a ding-dong every once in a while. Another poorly named snack design. It's a wonderful treat. It looks like a hockey puck is what they probably should have called it. But I don't know why they called it a ding-dong because, you know, ding dong, ding dong.
Oh my mind.
Wayne, your thoughts?
Yeah, for fun and excitement, you can go to eBay, type in Twinkie, and then sort by price, highest price first, and you can see there's like 5,000 right now entries on different auctions on eBay, people selling Twinkies. Although some of them are actually, I did see one auction in there, at least one, that said, this is not Twinkies, and then whatever it was. So people are trying to optimize the search engine by putting the word Twinkie in their title so that it comes up when people search for Twinkies. But think about the Twinkies. They're, in our minds, we kind of think of Twinkies as the snack food that lasts forever. They never go bad. But the thing is, these things actually only have a shelf life of less than a month.
Yeah.
They do have an expiration date on it. Although people will say that they don't expire them, that you can actually keep them for months and months and months afterwards. But if I'm going to pay $300 for a box, I wouldn't do it. Yeah, you can't do it because they're going to expire in a couple of weeks. Why would you, knowing that, even if you think they might possibly, why would you take that chance? It's so silly. The whole thing is silly.
I've heard over the years, over the many years, the Twinkie lore that's out there, people would say, tell me all these crazy ass things about Twinkies, like, what they do is, they don't finish baking them, and then they put them in the truck, and just like raw, and with the filling inside, and you put them in the truck, and the trucks get really hot, and they like finish cooking like inside the plastic bags. I'm like, oh my god, you really think this? I'm like, I get such a facepalm with people like this. And that's only one of the weird stories out there. I mean, I remember hearing so many other ones, but I just don't remember what they were. But that was the one that always comes to my mind, is the cooking in the truck thing. And you did nailed it right there, where you said that they were talking about people thinking that you're going to keep these things around for months. It's the old story that, after the nuclear war, it's going to be left. Cockroaches and Twinkies, they're going to get...
One of the funniest things I saw, it was a very funny thing I saw on the internet recently, based on what you just said there, reminded me, it was a picture of Keith Richards, and it just says, it says, outlive Twinkies, cockroaches, you're next.
There's an old there's a TV show, it's a Family Guy. They had like I don't know if it was a Halloween special for them, but they had a nuclear war, and they go walking to find another city, and they come across, they're looking for the next Twinkie factory, because they figure it's going to be the only thing that's going to survive is a Twinkie factory. Apparently the Twinkie factory is just like the Twinkies, they apparently last forever,
That is a very funny episode.
Yes, it is.
If you haven't seen that episode, you need to see that. The Stewie octopus hybrid is worth it.
Yes. Yeah. Especially when Peter makes everybody gets rid of all their guns right at the end, and then the octopus take over. It's just like, why did we get rid of all our guns? Ah! So.
Okay, that's getting off the topic. So.
Yeah, of course. But it's well worth it. It's well worth a show. Well worth a look. Okay, well, let's get into our next topic. I'm going slightly mad. I'm going slightly mad. There's a lady, Lisa Byron of Manchester, New Hampshire, associated with the Alliance Defending Freedom, very well known as the Alliance Defense Fund, as an anti-gay Christian law group. She was arrested Friday morning on a, of all things, child pornography. Isn't that just wonderful? The FBI swiftly arrested her that morning while she awaited a hearing on a child pornography charges at Manchester District Court about 9 a.m. The FBI agents entered the courtroom, told Byron to leave her belongings, and took her into an adjoining conference room where they remained for several minutes before coming out in handcuffs. They also found 200 rounds of ammunition in her home. I tell you, these people really floor me. They go around spewing out all their anti-gay bullshit and bashing on gay people because they love somebody of the same gender, which there's nothing wrong with. If you love somebody, you love somebody. There's nothing wrong with that. But these people go around and bash all these gay people, and then they turn around and do shit like this. It gives me such a facepalm on these people. It really does. Crystal, your thoughts?
Sickening.
Yes.
Simply sickening. She takes a child across the borders to engage in pornography and has coerced her to have this videotaped, and then has witnesses that says she had ecstasy and marijuana and cocaine in her possession. This lady has obviously got more than one problem, mentally or psychologically or what else. Plus, she seems like she's mean because she sent threatening text messages to whomever that had turned her in. And she's a lawyer, you know, so I mean, I don't know. I don't care, religious, non-religious, I don't care what you are. Child pornography is one thing that would just really just get my goat up. And
yeah, it does mine too. It just,
they can lock her under the jail for all I care.
Exactly. And I hope they do, because it, male or female, if they're engaged in child pornography, that's exactly where they need to be. Don't put them in the jail. Put them under the jail.
Exactly.
And, you know, the thing is here, it says she worked with the ADF in defending the Pentecostal church on the mountain road in its tax fight against the city. You know, what was kind of interesting to this story was that she was actually in court at the time when the FBI said, you know, screw the court system, you're going down now. We're not going to let you have a chance to file briefings or whatever, you know, or finish the court hearing. You're done now. And I think that was a good move because, you know, they knew exactly where she was going to be. And so she knew that she was not going to have a chance to scurry away into the darkness because, you know, she's around a lot of people. So at least I'll give her credit for one thing and one thing only. At least she didn't fight the FBI agents when they came in and start a big brawl. That's the only thing I'll give her credit for. Wayne, your thoughts?
Yeah, Lisa Byron, and she, like I said, she worked for the ADF, the Alliance Defense Fund, also Alliance Defending Freedom, but the same organization. And yeah, she was a member of their honor, I think they called the Honor Guard. These lawyers basically do free work, they do pro bono work here. This is not like there's somebody paying them to go out and do these cases. She was a member of their Honor Guard, which meant that she had done over 500 hours of pro bono work for them. So this is not like somebody who's just sort of loosely connected with them. This is a pretty serious contributor to the effort. You know, 500 hours is a pretty significant amount of time from a lawyer to put in. You know, that's
absolutely, especially if it's for anti-gay rhetoric.
Exactly.
It's just, these people I have nothing but contempt for these people. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm pretty tolerant when it comes to people, but for when it comes to pedophiles, that just gets my goat right there. And then just to profess to be a Christian, you know.
If you're getting your goat, that'd be bestiality.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Settle down, Bessie. I'll get to you later. No, you're right. That would be bestiality. But these kind of people just kind of drive me crazy. All right. Well, let's. We kind of have to have kind of a short show tonight because due to my personal time constraints again. So we're gonna get into our next topic. And our funny tweet tonight comes from Cold Dim Sum. And he says, oh man, if I was 21 again, I would be stupid and completely waste all that time all over again. I know many of us always say, you know, if I had those years back, I would just, knowing what I know, if I could go back and just do it, you know, a lot of us would probably just go, no, I'm going to waste more time. Crystal, your thoughts?
I couldn't agree with you more. That's my thoughts.
All right. Wayne, your thoughts?
Cold Dim Sum is a funny tweeter, so it's definitely worth following. If you don't follow him, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, definitely. He's quite funny when he wants to be. Absolutely. So, yeah, definitely give him a follow. And all right, let's get into our next topic. And our shout-out tonight comes from Wayne, and that's for DJ Coop. It's D-E-J-A-C-O-U-P, or DJ Koo. DJ Koo, that's kind of cool. Kind of cool, DJ Koo.
I think it's Deja Koo.
Deja Koo, okay, Deja Koo, okay. Deja Koo, Wayne, can you tell us a little bit about Deja Koo?
Yeah, she's in California, she tweets. A lot of it is just kind of what's going on in her her sex life, something like that. But it's a very interesting follow. A lot of atheist tweets. A lot of, you know, just very open about you know, her life, and she'll engage in conversation. She's not really interested in people who are going to play around with her kind of thing.
Right.
You know, she's willing to be funny and engage in a lighthearted conversation, but not really inane conversation.
Yeah,
she's a fun follow. Tweets late at night, our time. She's in California, so she tweets at the end of the day for her. So if you're up starting about now, 11 o'clock, we're recording this now at 11 o'clock East Coast time. So between now and 2 or 3 in the morning. East Coast time is when we see her online.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool. She sounds like a fun follow. And if you want to give her a follow at DJD, let me get this right here. Follow her at DEJACOUP. And tell her you heard her on the show. Okay, let's get into our next topic. Where in
the world is the Wizard of Todd?
You're up to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Todd. Now, we've left Todd out. Last time we saw Todd, he was in, he was in Mississippi. That's right, he was in Mississippi.
I thought he was in Tennessee. I thought he was in Tuscaloosa.
No, was it Tuscaloosa?
I thought it was Tuscaloosa for the Alabama game.
Oh, okay, that's right, he was in Tuscaloosa. That's in Mississippi. Or, yeah.
Was that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, okay.
He's all over the place. It's hard to keep track of him.
Yes, he is. I tried sticking a GPS device in his shorts, but it fell right out. But let me see if I can get Todd on the phone here. Todd, are you there, Todd?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm alive and well. Thank you very little. I was quite happy at my parents' house enjoying Thanksgiving dinner yesterday. I was just about to eat some pumpkin pie when all of a sudden two of the biggest, burliest sons of bitches come into my parents' house, take me physically, drag me to the freaking airport and put me on a plane to, I'm not even sure where I am right now.
I thought, you know, I tried to be nice about it, but I sent the guys there just, you know, to give you encouragement. I'll have to have a word with Clyde and Bo there.
We're gonna give them a slight tip, you know, for a job well done. I think
I might do that too. So this week we're going to try to make up to you for having to go to Hell, Michigan, Norway rather, and the other screw up. So we decided to be nice and we sent Todd out to Jamaica. You know, Todd, I saw some of the credit card receipts there. I was just wondering, when did they start charging stuff in yens?
Yeah, that's a real good question. I don't know when. You know, this really doesn't look like Jamaica. And mind you, I was real happy that you were sending me over here to name Jamaica, because it's a nice little town. You know, it's about 2,300 people. You know, it's on the southern coast of Jamaica.
Yeah.
Really wicked good weed. And boy, I tell you, I was looking forward to that. But I'll tell you what, when I said I needed some weed rolled up, all of a sudden I got some sushi. I don't know what the hell's up with that.
Sushi? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Sushi? Don't tell me you stepped on the wrong flight. I mean, you know what? I think they stuck you on the wrong flight.
Yeah, the wrong flight.
Oh, don't tell me. Wait a second. Look in the phone booth there and see, or wherever you're calling from there, and see if you can find out what the name of the city is there.
Let's see. There's something in kind of English here. Looks like, oh dear. Packard.
Yeah.
I'm not in Jamaica.
Oh, where are you?
In fact, I'm nowhere near the Caribbean or North America at all. You sent me to Nanao, Japan!
Oh, no! Okay, well, I guess I'll have to get my producer here to type that in there. And, oh, Japan. Oh, jeez.
There's no pot here. Although there's a lot of sushi, though, so that's not too bad. But, oh, for the love of Pete, I was going to get all ripped up, too. Thank you very little.
I'm sorry. This I told them, maybe, you know, I was speaking to them. I was kind of humming, you know, you got to turn Japanese. Maybe that's what they thought I was actually meant, and they sent you there. So I'll have to have a word with them not to listen to me humming and kind of singing off key when I'm giving them instructions.
Okay, now, no offense now, but I'm so depressed. I'm going to have to do a little primal scream therapy right here. So,
okay.
Here I go. Wait a minute. There's a bunch of guys looking at me funny, and they're pointing at me, and they're saying Gojira.
Oh, no.
Patrick,
I know you're kind of tall.
I'm coming down the road. I'm going to have to go.
Okay. All right, we'll try to catch it next week, Todd. Todd? Oh, hell. I think they've went after Todd again. Well, hopefully we'll find him next week. So tune in next week, see where he ends up. So... Oh, these crazy people out there. No one seems to figure out where they're supposed to be sending Todd. Or if you want to have Todd go somewhere, just leave your comment in the section below here, and we'll see where we can send him for next week. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming to the show tonight. Before we go, we have, if you want to get in contact with us, and you want to, we're on Facebook, and we have a website, and Crystal will be telling us where you can find us right now.
Would you like to contact us? We can be reached 28 hours a day, 8 days a week, as at PackardPokesAt on Twitter, and by email at PackardPokesAt@gmail.com. Your host, Packard Sonic, and his very honored and crazy co-host enjoy your comments or suggestions. You can find the show on iTunes, YouTube, and Stitcher Radio. Please rate, comment, subscribe, retweet, and repost the show wherever you can. Click the like button on Facebook/PackardPokesAt to join in the conversation. It really helps us out. Please donate whatever you can afford to help keep the show running. And you would really like to help us, wouldn't you? Even if it's just a dollar? You can afford a buck, can't you? Visit PackardPokesAt.wordpress.com for more information on this or any other episode. We hope you enjoy the show. Thanks for listening and for your support.
And thank you, Crystal. And this has been Packard PokesAt. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.